Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Nun Beis. We are holding on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We are at Ba'i Rava. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and the Ilan Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So what we're going to discuss today, first the Gemara is going to raise a shayla about a nemala shechasra. If you have a bug that's missing some of its body, so is someone chayav for eating it when you don't eat a kazayas? Meaning we're going to discuss the din of a beria. So whether the halacha of a beria applies to a nemala shechasra. So then we're going to compare the din of beria when it comes to the Yisrachila and the din of beria when it comes to Tumah. Then the Gemara is going to talk about whether you need, when we used to talk about in the Mishnah, that Shedra V'Gulgolas is something that the Nazir is Megaleach alav, that one of the Tumas that the Nazir would be Megaleach on is Shedra V'Gulgolas. How do we understand that? Is that O Shedra O Gulgolas or Shedra V'Gulgolas? Is it only the combination of the two that's Metame Ba'ol to the point that it's going to be that the Nazir is going to be Megaleach, or is it one or the other is going to be Metame? So most of the daf is on that topic. The Gemara is going to bring four rayas in that discussion. On the third raya, the Gemara is going to have four different rejections of the third raya. The third raya is going to be about the fact that the Braisa seems to list six different items, and if it's listing six different items, then it has to be that Shedra and Gulgolas are the same item, and we're going to have four different ways of saying, no, other items on the list are really not on the list, and therefore Shedra and Gulgolas may be separate items. But ultimately, we have four rayas to this Shaila, whether it's Shedra and Gulgolas, or one or the other. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about whether a Nazir is even Megaleach on a Rova Atzamos from a Shedra V'Gulgolas. Is that also enough for a Nazir to be Megaleach on? We'll see if we get to that. That's at the very end of the daf. So let's begin. We are holding again on Daf Nun Aleph on Beis, Ba'i Rava Nimala Shechasra. Three lines from the bottom of the page, last word on the line. So Ba'i Rava Nimala Shechasra, that if you have a bug that's missing its legs, but it's still able to live. So, some child comes and picks up the bug and yanks one of the legs off of the bug, but the bug is still able to live. So, mahu is one chayav for eating it when it's pachos mikazayis, because it is a beria shlema, because it's still a beria shlema in the sense that it's living. It's a full living being, as is. It's not as full as it once was, because you pulled off a leg. Or do we say, no, that it's not going to be a beria, you're not going to be chayav? Karenora says that it's a very nice suffix to have. What in the world does it have to do with Maseches Nazir? Right? It has nothing to do with our discussion. So Karenora says the reason the Gemara brings this suffix over here is because it says Legabe Tumas Rekev that even Chisaron Kolshu from the guf of the body is Mevatel the Din Rekev from the body, and therefore the Gemara discusses now a Nemala Shechasra. Do we say that a Chisaron Kolshu is Mevatel the Shem Beria or not? That it's somewhat similar to the din of Rekev, where even the tiniest chisaron takes away the status of Rekev. So do we say that when it comes to a living creature, that the tiniest chisaron takes away the status of Beria? So the Gemara brings the two tzadim to the Safek. Shi'ura gemirin la v'achaser. Do we say that the din of Beria is only when the entire body is intact, and therefore if the legs are gone, someone who eats it is not going to be chayev on it? Or is the din of Beria that it has to be a living creature, and therefore even though you took off a leg, you're still going to be chayiv because it's still able to live as is? The Rosh writes that this suffix applies not only when it comes to the Isser Achila of a bug, but also Legabe Tumah, because the halacha is that even though a sharetz is not mitameh bepachos mika adasha, a sharetz is mitameh only with the shir adasha, but a Beria Shlema is mitame even b'kol shuhu. So the Gemara's suffix is by a nemala that you cut off the legs. Do we say that it's still a beria and it has the ability, the capacity to be mitame as well, or not? So even though the Gemara is raising the shaila seemingly in the context of the iser achila of not eating a bug, which by the way the din of beria is very relevant for us halacha l'maisa. That's why we have to wash, be so careful about washing and checking and all that stuff with our vegetables, because the chora it shouldn't be a problem if the iser achila is shir kazayis. Not even kazayis of bugs. If you were eating kazayis of bugs, you would know notice that, right? That's not something that you would miss. So the problem is that if you eat a beria, that if you eat a whole bug, you eat a bug that's a complete form, so then it's going to be a violation of the Isser Daraisa. So that's the concept of beria. So the Gemara is just questioning how far it goes. What if you cut off a leg, but the animal is still able to live with what's cut off from the animal? So Amar Rav Yehuda Midiskarta. So Rav Yehuda Midiskarta says, Toshma, let's go bring a raya from a brisa that darshins a pasuk, where the pasuk says, Kolanogea ben b'mosam yitma ad ha'arev. So says the Gemara, Bahem yachol b'kulan. From the word Bahem, it sounds like that someone who touches the sheretz is not going to be tame unless he touches the entire sheretz, meaning you touch a complete whole sheretz. So Tamalomar, Mayhem. But then the pasuk says, Mayhem. It says, V'chalasher yipol alav Mayhem b'mosam yitma. So from the word Mayhem, it sounds that even if you touch a piece of a sheretz, you become tame. So which is it? E mayhem yachol mitzasan. If you would have only mayhem, I would say that whenever you touch part of the sheretz, you become tame, even just a mashu of the sheretz. Tabalomar bahem. That's why it says bahem, that the pasuk teaches us that sometimes you're only tame if you touch the entire sheretz. So which is it? Is it mayhem or is it bahem? So haketzan. How are we miyashiv the stira? Ad sheyiga b'mitzasan shehu kikulan. That you have to say that even if you touch part of a sheretz, you're tame. That's only b'tanai that there is a sheretz that would be a complete sheretz that's the same size as the partial sheretz that you just touched. Meaning if there exists in the world a sheretz that's as large, that in its complete state is as large as the partial sheretz you just touched, then you're going to become tame. And that way we could explain both psukim, that on the one hand, if you touch part of a sheretz, that's the mayhem, you're going to be tame. And on the other hand, there has to be a sheretz shalem that is as large as this partial sheretz, and that's the Bahem. V'shiru chacham, and the chacham determined that shir is b'ka'adosha, that the smallest full complete sheretz that exists in the world is shiru ka'adosha, and therefore when you touch a partial sheretz that's shiru ka'adosha, you're also going to be tame. What type of sheretz is ka'adosha? It seems very tiny. Shekein ha'chomet tchilas b'riyasa b'ka'adosha. A chomet, which is one of the shratzim, when it first is born, when it first it forms, the shear is its size is an adasha, is kadasha, and therefore even if you touch miktsas of a larger sheretz, your tame, as long as it's bekadasha or larger, as long as it's at least the size of what would be a sheretz shalem. So now the Gemara tries to show how that is going to answer the suffek that Rava raised. Right, we started with a bayi Rava nemala shachas v'mahu. How does that help us answer Rava's shaila? So shmami. From the brisa we see that the din of beria is only in a case where the namala is totally intact. But if you cut off the legs, even though it's able to live, it would not be considered a beria, and you'd be potter for eating it. How do we see that? Because this chomet that we just identified that gets to shir ka'adasha when it's initially born is when it's kol gufo shalem. But if you were to cut off its leg, it would be less than a ka'adasha. And nevertheless, chomor koveya, that the shir tumah is bekadasha, meaning we said, what's the smallest complete entity in all of bug life? So we said, a chomet, when it's whole, is a shir kadasha. Yeah, but what if you pulled off a leg of the chomet? Wouldn't it be a little less than an adasha? And if you pull off a leg, it could still live. Elamai, that's not called whole. That's not called a beria, even though it's able to live. So you see that if you have a bug that you pull off the leg of, even though it's able to live, it doesn't have the din of a beria. So a namala that you've cut off the leg also doesn't have a din of a beria. Briska Rav raises the question, how could the Gemara try to be poshet the suffek, whether in a mala that you cut off a leg as a din of a beria, from the fact that a sheretz is not metame b'poksim kadasha? We don't find that there is a din of beria by dine tuma. There's a din of beria when it comes to yisurei achila. So it could be that even though in a mala that you cut off a leg is still as a din of a beria, but the sheretz is not metame b'poksim kadasha, because that's a din in tuma. It's not a din in beria. The din of beria is only a din in yisurei achila. That there even is a din of beria when it comes to tuma. So the Brisker Rav points out that from the Rush in our sugya we see that the din of beria is a din in tuma as well. It's a chiddush. We always think of Beria in terms of where you are and aren't allowed to eat. But from the Rush's commentary on our Gemara, you see that the term Beria applies to tuma as well, because the Rush explains that the suffix of the Gemara, whether Beria Shlema can take the place of a Shira Dasha or not. So the Brisker Rav explains the Rush that Legabe Isra Tumah, there are two dinim. One is derived from the Pasuk Mehem, where we say that the din, that the Basar Sharetz is Metame Bika Adasha, and the second din is from Bahem, where we learn a din that a Sharetz Shalem is Metame as a Beria. So the Gemara Suffolk is that din of Beria, Legabe Tumah, said even when you cut off one of the legs of the Sharetz, because it's still able to live or not? And that's why the Gemara tries to be poshate the Suffolk from Nemala, that since by a Nemala we find both of those dinim, that from, on the one hand, there's an isser for a person to eat a kazayis min hasheretz, whether it's shalim or whether it's cut up, and on the other hand, there's another isser to eat a sheretz that's a beri shlema. So mainly understand the way the Gemara tries to answer from Nemala to sheretz, because you see that the din of beria wasn't said the gabe sheretz shenitzitzu raglav, but the Rush assumes that in the entire Gemara we're working with the status of beria not only legabe yisurei achila but with legabe tuma as well. So the Gemara rejects this raya. So again, we had a shaila: if you take a bug and you pull off the legs and it's able to live, is that a beria? The Gemara tried to be poshet the shaila because we determined the shir ka'adasha based on the tiniest bug, and the tiniest bug we measured with the legs on. So says the Gemara, not a raya. Amar of Shmaya, you cannot bring a raya from a chomet to an amala. When do the Chacham require a Shir Kadasha, where we say less than a Kadasha is not going to be Metame, to the Nafla Baneshama? Avil Nafla Baneshama lo. They, even by a Chomet, the Chacham required that it should be Shalem, that it should have a Shir Kadasha, but you can't bring a Raya from that to a Namala, because the Chomet was not born yet. And if you were to cut off its legs right now, it won't be able to live. And that's why we talk about a Chomet with its legs on. We measure the Shir Kadasha based on the tiniest creature that could be a complete creature, but we measure it based on with its legs on, because if you were to take its legs off at that very beginning stage of its life, of its formation, it won't live. But a Namala that's already alive, if you were to take its legs off, it would continue to live. So it could be that even without its legs, would be a beria. Minyanachinami, when you have a chomet, if you take its legs off, it's not going to live, and that's why pachas mikadasha is not going to be considered a living creature, and the shir tuma is going to be bekadasha. But when it comes to a namala, if you take its legs off, it will live. So maybe a namala without its legs is still considered a beria. So tibayilach. So we therefore are still left with a shaila. Now that so we close that. That's the first discussion of the daf. Now we move on to the second and primary discussion of today's daf. The Mishnah had said that among the tumos that a nazir is megaleich on is hashudra v'gulgolas, that if he becomes tameh to a shudra v'gulgolas of a mace, he has to do the giluach and he needs to go through the tara process, hazah shlishi yushvi, and it's soser his entire nazirus up until that point. He's got to bring his karbanos, he's got to start over again, right? All of that. So yibayilu shudra v'gulgolas tenan odilma o shudra o gulgolas. Is the tuma of shudra v'gulgolas, is it that he has to, that if he's metame to both the shedra v'gulgolas, to the spine and the skull, or is it either one, either the spine or the skull is enough to be metame him? So Tosus points out that same suffix could be raised on the Mishnah Maseches Avos. The Mishnah talks about the dinim of Tumas Avol, not about a nazir being megalech, just stam the din of Tumas Avol, that it mentions among the things that are metame ba'ol is hashedra v'gulgolas. So since Muchach from the Gemara, that the Gemara tries to be poshet this suffix from the Mishnah in Allah. So you see that it's the same suffix, it's the same issue. Meaning whether it's Metame Baal, they don't always track. The dinim are not always the same. That which is Metame Baal is not always that which a Nazir is going to be Mekaleach on. But over here it does. Meaning over here it's a parallel. If it's Metame Baal, if a Shedra alone without a Gulgolas, or a Gulgolas alone without a Shedra is Metame Baal, then it will also be what a Nazir is Mekaleach on. So that, it's a question in general when the Mishnayos use these terms. Now the Chidush Rabbeinu Peretz raises a simple question. He says, how could there even be a suffix? It says in our Mishnah, ala shidra ve'al ha-gulgolas. So that, isn't that clear that it's two different tumas? It doesn't say ha-shidra va-gulgolas. It says ve'al ha-shidra ve'al ha-gulgolas, which makes it pretty clear that it's two different things. So Rabbeinu Peretz says that it could be that they didn't have that girsa in the Mishnah, that their girsa in the Mishnah was Hashidraval Gugolas. And that's what the Gemara, that's how the Gemara quotes the Mishnah over here. Over here it says Hashidraval Gugolas. It doesn't say Ve'ala Gugolas, even though our Mishnah did say it. Or he says, even if they did have the girsa, Ala Shudraval Gugolas, since the Mishnah Nullah says Hashidraval Gugolas, it could be that the Gemara is Mesupak, whether our girsa is Iker or the girsa in Mesechus Alos is Iker. It's interesting, in the Sefer Aruch Mishar, he doesn't have our girsa in the Mishnah. He has Shidrava Gulgolas, and he wonders the other way. That it says Shidrava Gulgolas doesn't say Ve'al HaGulgolas, so it must be that it's that you need both, and it's, they're not independent of each other. He says no, because the Vav could mean and, or the Vav could mean or. So that's the suffix of the Gemara. Anyway, so that's the Gemara Shailas. And now the Gemara is going to have four potential resolutions, four potential rayas to answer that Shailas. So raya number one, Amar Rava Toshima. We have a brisa that discusses Hilchos Tumos Ohel, where it tells us, Shidra Shagira Rov Ila in Shabbat. If you were to take a spine and cut off or break off most of the vertebrae from that spine, tahora. It's no longer metame if you're in the same ohel as it, because as that spine, because it no longer has a shame shidra anymore. So it's not metame ba'ohel. It's only going to be metame b'magu masa uvekever. But if such a spine was in a kever, afilu mishuberes, even if it's broken, even if most of the vertebrae are broken off of the spine, omufarekes, or some of the vertebrae have fallen off of the spine, so they've fallen out of place. Tamei mipnei kever. It's still going to become tamei because the kever is mitzaref all of the spinal bones within the kever, because as if they're still mechubar, as if they're still attached to the shidra, even though they're not actually attached to the shidra. Tosus and the Rosh write dahachi gemirila, which lechora means to say that there's halacha l'moshe m'sinai to be machmir that the kever is mitzaref the broken pieces of a shidra to be mitamei ba'ol. Now that's question. Halach l'moshe m'sinei to be machmir, the Rosh has the yisod of Masechta Baba Kama, that halach l'moshe m'sinei is always coming to be mekel, that whatever we would have thought without the halach l'moshe m'sinei would always have been more chamor than what the halach l'moshe m'sinei comes to do. So over here, halach l'moshe m'sinei is coming to be machmir. Halach l'moshe m'sinei is coming to tell me that even though it's broken pieces of a spine and therefore it should not be considered a shidra shlema, it should not be metame ba'olel, but since it's in a kever, halach l'moshe m'sinei, that it's still metame. So Minchas Chinuch explains that it's the opposite, that the gzeres hakasav is to be mekel, and to say that the broken pieces of a shidra are not metame, are only metame bekever, not outside of the kever, and without that halacha, I would assume that the shivrei shedra are metame no matter what. So once you have this halacha by a shedra, you can't learn it from there to a gulgolas, and therefore if you're mael al shivrei gulgolas, you're still going to be tame, even though it's not betoch hakever. But the point is that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, says Minchas Chinuch, is really the opposite. It's coming to tell me that it's only metame bekever, it's not metame outside of the kever. I would have thought it's metame everywhere. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai is telling me that no, only the kever is able to be mitzarif it. But anyway, how is this a raya to our shayla? We're not interested in what exactly makes up a spine. We want to know whether you need the spine and the skull, or the spine alone without the skull is enough to be metame. So says Mar, yeah, taimim shim degira halogirate tame. Sounds like from the brisa that the reason there's no tumas ohel is because you broke off the pieces of the spine. But had you left the spine intact, you'd be tame. And it doesn't say anything about a gulgolas. Doesn't say anything about a skull. So shmamina o shidra o gulgolas katani. So you see from the brisa that even a shedra alone or just a gulgolas alone is mitame b'tumasol, so we could be poshet the suffix that the nazir l'chara would be megaleach on it as well, because again we're assuming that it tracks that whatever is mitame ba'ohel, a nazir is going to be megaleach. Shidun Betzos quotes the name of Rabbeinu Azriel that l'chara the Gemara could have asked from the Seifa, where it said explicitly that if they're all munach bekever, it's mitame ba'ohel, and it never mentioned a gulgolas. So it says that if you have all the bones of a shidra bekever, so instead of being medayach from the Reisha, that when it's not bekever and you broke it, and now it's not metame bol, oh, that implies that if it was never broken, it would be metame bol.
The Sefer says explicitly, even when it's broken, but it's bekever, it's metame bo'el, and it's only talking about a spine. So ayin achinami, but the Gemara prefers to bring a raya from the Reisha, even though the Sefer l'chora is just as good of a raya. That's how she gets us quotes from Rabbeinu Israel. So says Gemara, not a good raya. Ha, lo katani, you're making a deal. You can't be medayit from the Braisa that had it not been broken, it would have been metame bo'el on its own without the skull. Hakamashmalan, maybe the Bryce is telling me that in such a case where you broke the bones or the vertebrae off the spine, it's tahora. And if it didn't break the vertebrae off the spine, we're not saying that it's automatically tame without the gugolas. We're just saying tibayilach. We don't know. It would still be a shiloh. It would still be a suffix. But one thing we know for sure, that if you did break the vertebrae off the spine, then it's not a suffix. Then for sure it's going to be tame. That's how the Mefarish understands, and therefore it could be that the Bryce itself wasn't sure whether it's shidra b'lo gulgolas or only shidra v'gulgolas, and therefore the Bryce didn't connect to that issue at all. It just spoke about what's considered to be a shidra. However, Tosus and the Rosh explained the Dechi of the Gemara differently, that the Bryce is talking about where you have a shidra v'gulgolas together, and that's the whole case that we're talking about, that there is both a skull and a spine, and the Gemara is saying that they're certainly mitame, but then the Bryce says, but if you start breaking the vertebrae off of the spine, then it's no longer going to be metame, even though the skull is right there, even though it's right there together with the skull. But we still have a suffix in the case where you don't have the gulgolas there. What if you only had the spine there and not the skull? Would it be metame? So that the Bryce is not dealing with. The Bryce is talking about a case where the skull and the spine are both there. And the Sefer Ber Moshe says the reason Tosos explains that way, and not like the simple reading like the Mefarish did, is because it's mavur in the continuation of the Braisa, that if the broken pieces of the Shedra are in a kever, then they're metame. But if the Braisa is not talking about where there's a skull there as well, so we could be poshet the suffix that a Shedra alone is metame from the Seifa, like Rabbeinu Israel pointed out in the Shittim Betzes, that lechor we could have been poshet the suffix from the Seifa. So Ber Moshe is saying, the fact that we didn't is bedavka. It must be that the reason we weren't poshet from the Seifa is because we're working with the assumption that the skull is in the kever, that the skull is also there. So that's how the Tosos seems to read the Gemara. Okay, but bottom line is, we had this Shaila, do you need Shedra Vigulgolas or Shedra Ogulgolas? We attempted one Raya and we rejected that Raya. So now we attempt Raya number two. Tashima, we have a Braisa that discusses Machlokas Rebikimim and the Rabbanan about what pieces of two different dead bodies are mitzaref to generate Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Dvarim, Rabbi Akiva Metame, V'cham Metarin. There are six items that Rabbi Akiva is Metame with the Tziruf from two different dead bodies, and the Cham Mar Metaher, and Chazbar Rabbi Akiva, and then Rabbi Akiva changed his mind later on and was Metar all of these things. And one time they brought a box full of bones to the Beis HaKnesses of the coppersmiths, V'nichua Ba'avir, and they put it in a place that wasn't roofed so that people who came into the shul would not become tamei ba'ol ha'meis. V'nichnas todos harofi v'kol harofi mimo, and todos came with his whole team of doctors to see if all those bones came from one body or they came from multiple bodies. V'amru ein kan shidra imeis echad, and they said that we don't have a full shidra from one body, it's only a tzira from multiple mesim, and therefore the cham were metire those bones, and they said it's not going to be metame betumas oel. So you see that even Rabbi Akiva is among the Mitarim. So he changed his mind that Tumah Abba Mishnei Mesim is Mitzarefes. Once they were able to verify that it came from Shnei Mesim, he said, okay, now it's no longer going to be Mitzaref. Tosus raises the question, why did they need to show the Shidra to doctors? Behechruch, the Shidra was broken, because that's why if it wasn't broken, they wouldn't have a suffix, whether it was Mimesechel or Mishnei Mesim. It would look like a spine. So obviously it was broken, and we just learned in the last Braisa, in the first Raya, that when you have a broken spine, it's not going to be metame. So that's a challenging kasha. So Tosfos says that the shidra must have been initially in a kever, and a person was ma'ahil over it, and then they took it out of the kever, and they want to know whether the guy that was ma'ahil over it while it was in the kever was tame or not. Did it come from one mace, or did it come from multiple mason? Okay, so time of the leka shidra de michada. The whole reason the cham were metar is this shidra betumas oel is because there was no full spine from a single mace. Ha'ika oshidra ogulgalus mechada nazar megalechle. But the implication is that if you had either a full spine or a full skull from a single mace, then the nazar would be metamitum, it would be megalechan. Shmamina oshidra ogulgalus. So isn't this therefore a raya that even a shidra alone or a gulgalus alone is metamitum asahel, and mela nazir is going to be megalech on that as well. In the Sefer Birchus Rosh, she raises a question: why doesn't Gemara doch this raya like it did the previous raya and say that the price is talking about where there was a gulgolus there also, beside for the shidra, and therefore even if the shidra was from meisachad, therefore once you verify the shidra is from meisachad, you'd be able to be metame. So he says that we have to be goris in the Gemara previously va'amru ein kan shidra meisachad ve'ein kan gulgolus meisachad, and that's the girsa in the Tosefta. So melu could be medai from such a lashon that if there was a shidra alone or a gulgolus alone from a meisachad, that would have been enough in order to be metame b'tumas ohel. So the Gemara's raya stands. The Gemara is asking, well, don't you see you have a raya over here that once they're able to verify that it was a shidra shlema from a single mace, then it would be metame. So says the Gemara, no, you can't be poshet from this brisa. Lomi bayaka amar. The brisa is trying to tell me the greater chiddush, even though the greater chiddush is not really necessary la halacha. It wasn't really a shayla to begin with. Lomi bayashad v'golos nimeisechad lecha. Not only do you not have the necessary bones to be metame bo'ol because you don't have both the skull and a spine over here, alafilu oshidra meisechad, ogogos meisechad lecha. What they were able to verify is that you don't even have a spine from a meisachad. But in a chinami, it could be that in order to be metame boel, you wouldn't only need the full spine, you would need the full spine and the skull along with it. So therefore, we reject that raya as well. So Tashema says, we'll move on to raya number three. But it's from the same brisa, mi min yana. The brisa said that there were six things. The brisa specifically used the number six to describe the number of cases that Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham disagreed about, that if you have pieces of Shnei Mesim, that Rabbi Akiva was Mitayr and the Chum were Mitameh. So, Mahin Shisha Dvarim, Rabbi Akiva was Mitameh, the Chum were Mitayr. Umayin Shisha Dvarim, Rabbi Akiva Mitameh, the Chum Mitayr. What are these six things? Rabbi Akiva is Mitameh and the Chum were Mitayr. Al Aver Min Ameis, if it's a full Aver from a mace, but it's not from one mace, it's a Tziruf of Shnei Mesim, to put it together, you make an Erev Shalom, Shabami Shnei Mesim, that it comes from two different Mesim. The Mefarish says, like you have a Zeroa, or a shok that has two bones, so in one aver it has two bones, and one of the bones comes from one mace, and the other bone comes from another mace. Right? You're trying to put together an anatomy class or something, and you don't have a whole skeleton to work with, but you have pieces of different bodies. So you put together two bones to show the shok of what it would look like. So shabam yishnei mesim val aver min achai shabam yishnei bnei adam, or an aver min achai that comes from shnei bnei adam. So that's item number two on the list. Val chatzik kavatzamos shabam yishnei mesim, a half a kavatzamos that comes from shnei mesim. The Rosh points out that it says chatzi kavatzamos, not rovakav, like the Mishnah says in Masech Salos. He says, yeah, because there are different dinim for tumas ohel than there is for nazir megaleach. Rovakav is enough for tumas ohel. Nazir megaleach is chatzi kav. So that's why we use the shear of chatzi kav. Okay, but that's not item number three that Rabbi Kiva and Lacham disagree about. Val revias dam habam yishnei. Or Revi is dam in a mace that comes from two mesim. Number five, Yal etzem kisaora shenechlak l'shnayim, that you have an etzem kisaora that's in two parts and both parts are in front of us. And vashidra vagulgolas. And number six is the shidra and gulgolas that come from two mesim. Karinor raises the question: why did the Chum hold that it's tziruv tumah doesn't work shnei mesim with dafka with these six things? Legabe kazayis basam in a mace. The Chum marmoda that it's mitzarif even mishnei mesim. That's a beferish gemara in Maseches Yuma that kol shetumasam v'shurim shava are mitzarif from zem zeh, and the kazayis basam in a mace is tumasam v'shurim shava. So they're mitzarif with each other. If you have a kazayis bas or mishnei mesim, how come that wasn't something that the Chum had a problem with? So he says, yeah, the Chum only disagree about these six things because the cause of the tumah of these things is their inherent chashivos. That an eiver min achai or an eiver min a mace has chashivos. Or vizdam has chashivos, because does the Chum hold? So the Chum hold that that Siruf is not going to work, because if an Aver Shalem is if the Aver is not Shalem, the whole Chashivus goes away and it's not going to be Metame. But a Kazayis Basar Menames is not about the Chashivus Be'etzem of a Kazayis Basar. It's a Shear. It's just that you have a certain volume. So once you reach that volume, it's not about the inherent Chashivus. It's what the Achronim use. It's Tzura versus Chomer, right? Meaning Chomer is the Shear, that how much of it do you have? But then there's Tzura. Do you have the actual Chashivus of the item itself? So when it comes from Shnei Mason, the Chum say anything that's an Isur, that's a Tumas Tzura is not going to be created from Shnei Mason. But when it's Chomer, when it's just the substance, how much of it? So then you're going to be able to combine from Shnei Mason. But the bottom line is, Yisal Kadai Techo Shidra Ogulgolas, if you're going to say that either one would be enough, Hani Shiva Havyan, then you have seven items on your list. You don't have six items on the list, because Shidra and Gulgolas would count as separate items on the list. So says the Gemara, yeah, we got to go back earlier on the list and erase one of the earlier ones in order to make it six. Meaning if it could be that Shidra and Gulgolas are separate, but we're missing something from earlier in the list. So the Gemara has four ways to reject this Raya, to somehow alter the list earlier on. So number one, Ki Katani Kalecha Depligi Alei Rabin. Maybe when the Bryce says that there are six matters that the Chum and Rabbi Kiva disagree about, that's only six matters that there's a multitude of Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Kiva about. But one of the earlier items on the list, there's only a single Chacham that disagrees with Rabbi Kiva about. Lafuke Etzem Kesora Diachru Balagale. When it came to Etzem Kesora, there was only one Tana that disagreed with him, Detanya, because the Bryce identifies who that was. Etzem Kesora Shnechlu Klashnaim Rabbi Akiva Metame Rabbi Yochum Ben Nuri Metaher. So Etzem Kesora is not one of the items on the six item list. Memela, Shedra, and Gulgolas are two of the items on the six item list. Or, Iba Yisema, Ki Katani Evim Menames, Evim Menachai, Lo Katani. Maybe Evim Menachai doesn't belong on the list, only Evim Menames. And therefore, you only get to the number six when you count Shedra and Gulgolas separately. Or, Iba Yisema, Ki Katani, Kalecha Denazim Galeach Alahilo, Lafukeyatzim Kesar Delo. Maybe the Braisa, when it says the number six, is only talking about the types of Tumah that would be Metame Ba'ohel and would be therefore associated in the Zirus, and the Nazir would have to be Megaleach. And therefore, Etzem Kisaora, that's broken in two pieces, even Etzem Kisaora is not Metame Ba'ohel, it's only Metame B'mago, B'masa. So maybe that doesn't belong on the list in our Braisa, because Revi'ez Dam is listed among the six things, because according to Rabbi Akiva, Nazir is Megaleach if he's Ma'ahil on a Revi'ez Dam. Right? That's what the Rush points out. The Rush, however, raises the question that it's Mavur in the Mishnah later on, that Rabbi Akiva learns that din, that a Nazir is Megaleach on a Revi'ez Dam from a Kalvachomer from Etzem Kisaora. That's difficult, because if Etzem Kisaora itself is only Metame Mago Masa and is not Metame Ba'oel, how could Rabbi Akiva learn the din of Revi'ez Dam being Metame Ba'ohel from a Kalvachomer from Etzem Kisaora? Basic rule of Kalvachomer is Dayel Abamin Adin Lios Kenidon. Okay, so that's the discussion the Rosh has over here. But a fourth rejection, V'yibay Yisema, Kikatani Kalecha Dahadarbe, Lafuki Revi'ez Dam de Lohadarbe. The Bryce is only listing those machlokas between the Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, where ultimately Rabbi Kiva changed his mind, and he was chozer midvarav, and he was modeh to the Chachamim, and therefore you could take Revi'ez Dam off of the list, because since that didn't, Rabbi Akiva stuck to his guns on, and he holds that Taka Tziruf Revi'ez Dam from Shnei Mesim works to be metame. So therefore that item didn't make the list. Amrei Rabbi Lebar Kapara Lo Tishn Revi'ez Dam B'Chazar. Rabbi said to Bar Kapara, don't have Revi'ez Dam on the list of items that Rabbi Akiva changed his mind about. Because Rabbi Akiva continued to teach about Revi'ez Dam Mishnei Mason being Metame. Plus, there's a pasuk that helps him, that supports him on that in that psak, because pasuk says Val Kol Nafshos Mace Lo Yavo, and the word Nafshos is Lashon Rabim. So if it was, and whereas Mace is Lashon Yachid, so you see that Revi'ez Dam, which is a nefesh that nefesh aladim is tliyabo, is Metame, even if it comes from Nafshos, even if it comes from multiple Mason. So the Gemara explains that even that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi, that Rabbi Akiva would never changed his mind about the Revi'ez Dam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad yamav hayu mitame. Imishemes chazuba in yodea. Lashem melitza. He says, as long as Rabbi Kiva was alive, I know that he was mitame this. You want to tell me after he died he changed his mind? I can't tell you what he did after he died. Whether he changed his mind after he died. There are a lot of poskim that changed their mind after they died. You know, that's I can't tell you. So Tana hushri shin of mitane Yosef. Rabbi Shimon felt so guilty about talking with such chutzpah, with such irreverence about Rabbi Akiva, that his teeth became blackened from all the fasts that he took upon himself to be mechaper. Now in the Sefer Tiferes Tzion he says, no, but he really meant something about that, because what he meant is that the din is in this world that it's achrei rabim, that we follow achrei rabim lahatos, you have to follow the majority. But in Olam Haba, everyone can follow their own shita based on what their shorish neshama tells them is correct, and therefore even if a person was chozer midvarav b'chayev, it's not a genai to be chozer midvarav while they're alive, because they have to be chozer because the rabim are cholik on them. But if they're chozer la'achar misa, so then it must be that they're not that they're incorrect, and that's a gnai gadol to say that. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon was mitzta'er about saying that Rabbi Akiva, to say that he'd be chozer during his lifetime, because he has a halachic obligation. Even if he's right, he has a halachic obligation to be chozer to follow the rabbim. If he heard me pia rabbim, not like him, but to be chozer la'achar misa la'achar moso is to say that he's wrong, and that was a chutzpah to say such a thing about his rabbi. So Tashma says Gemara now raya number four. There's a whole discussion, you know, that the Achronim have about how you can talk about someone who dies, and how you get mechila from someone who you speak about who you insult after he's already dead. So this is one of the Mar Makomos, is that apparently it's a thing that you have to be very careful about to speak with about not speaking with irreverence to somebody who died. There are a few other important halachic discussions that we didn't get into earlier. Also, we spoke about Todus Harofe came and he told us that whether it was from one mace or two mason. So the discussion, like, how much do you trust doctors? Who's Todos? Does it have to be Dafka, this guy Todos, because he's very trustworthy? Or is it, can you trust any doctor? Right? To what extent is there an automatic neamonos of doctors in halacha? Does it have to be a from doctor or not from doctor? So there's a lot of discussion about that. I'm going to get to that in Shir and Yeshiva in a couple of days, and some Kof Pezai in your day. But okay, but so now the Gemara says, Raya number four. So the Gemara brings, again, going back to our Iker Suffolk, is it Shidra Vigul Golas or Oshidra Ogul Golas, one or the other? So Tashima, Ditanya, we have a Bryce that discusses the din of a Rova Kavatsamos from a mace that's Metame Ba'ol. Beshame Omrim, Beshame says that a Rova Atsamos Mina Atsamim, Omishnaim Omishlosha, that Rova Kavatsamos that's Metame Ba'ol, even if some of the Atsamos are from a mace, meaning according to Beshame, that din is Rova Kavatsamos Mina Mace, Metame Ba'ol, is even if there are only two or three Atsamos from a mace that have a shear, Rova Kav. Meaning there's no number of bones, it's a volume of bones. The volume is Rova Akav, and it doesn't matter how many bones there are, even if it's just two or three bones. Basil Omrim, Rova Minagvia, Merova Binyan, or Merova Minyan. That the Rova Kavat Samus, that's Matam Baal, has to be that from the ikker part of the person's body, which means either the Rova Binyan or the Rova Minyan, which according to Basil means that the dinner of Rova Kavat Samus Minames, being Matam Baal, is only if you take that Rova Kavat Samus, which is the ikker aguf. And there are two ways that could be the Ikar Aguf. One is Rov Binyan, that you take the shear of Rov Akav from the Atsamos of the Rechayim and Shokayim, which are Rov of the height of the person. And the other possibility is you take a shear of Rov Akav from 125 different limbs, because there are Ramach Evarim, and you need Rov Aminyan, you need 125 of the 248. So the Gemara now brings Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that there's no Machlokas Besham Besilel. Om Rabbi Yeshua, Yechol Nilasu Tzim Besham Besil Ke'echad. I can tell you they're not even arguing. When he says Shnayim Shlosha, he means Rov Binyan, that the two Shokayim and Yarech Echad, or vice versa, hold Rov Binyan Shaladamigova, because that makes up the majority of a person's height. And Basil says that he adds to Beishamai that even a Rov Akav that comes from 125 different Evarim, he adds the Rov Binyan element of it. And that could be with the fingers, with the fingers and the toes. That the number of bones where there are many, many, many bones, but they're very tiny, so they don't have a shear of rov binyan of the guf. So it turns out that according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is no machlokes beisham beisilel. According to both of them, a rov akav is only metame if it's meikra atzamos shabaguf. It's just beisham gives the example of rov binyan, and beisilel gives the example of rov minyan. So the brisa brings a third shita. Shamay omer afilu etzem min hashidro min hagolgoles. Even a single bone is metame ba'ol if it comes min hashidro min hagolgoles. So the Gemara says that according to beisham, you only need one etzem from the shidra and the gulgoles in order to be metame ba'ol. So according to so it would turn out that even those who are cholik hold that the tumah be'etzem achas is not going to exist. It's only if you have a shidra and gulgoles that are intact, but still they don't require both. You don't require both a shidra and a gulgoles. So don't you see that one or the other is enough? So it says, well, no, shiny shamay de machmir. You can't be poshet the suffix because it could be that shamay was machmir on two things. Number one, that even a shidra alone or a gulgoles alone is metame, and the other tanaim didn't agree. And number two, that even a single bone of the shidra gulgoles is metame, which certainly the other tanaim don't agree. So it says, more lifshot mina, but we should then be poshet to the other direction, that according to those who are cholik of beshamay, that the tumah of the shidra alone or the gulgoles alone doesn't work because time of the beshamay de machmir harabanan adika shidra vigulgoles. That the dafkal according to beshamay who's machmir, there's tumah with each of these. Like we said, beferish in the shamay says that's min hashodra omin gulgoles. But it sounds like the chum don't agree to that. They require both. So don't you have a right in the other direction? So it says more low. Ad kal lo plig rabbanan le deshamay el batzem echad asim min hashodra omin gulgoles. The whole machlokas is when you have one bone that comes min hashodra omin gulgoles. Avol heichati isay beenei afilu chad min hom. But it could be that if it's fully intact, then if a full shedra is intact or a full gulgol is intact, it could be that the Chum would agree that that would be enough to be metameh and that you don't need both. So raya number four doesn't work out either. Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Bayi Rami Bar Chama. Have a great day, everyone.